试音到此结束，听力考试正式开始。请看听力部分第一节。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 ABC 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。例如，现在你有五秒钟的时间看试卷上的例题。你将听到以下内容。
Excuse me, can you tell me how much the shirt is?
Yes, it's 9:15.
你将有五秒钟的时间将正确答案标在试卷上。衬衫的价格为9磅15便是，所以你选择 B 项，并将其画在试卷上。现在你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
I think it's going to rain.
I guess so. The skies are dark and cloudy.
Lucy is going back to China next month, Alice.
Oh, really?
And she will not take Richard this time.
I hate to say it, but Jackie isn't doing well in the film.
Well, I think he's only playing a different type of role. My sister thinks he's still the best. Professor Miners, could I talk to you about my paper?
Sure.Come to my office between 2 to 3. It's room 340. Okay, time to go home.
I can't. I haven't finished the report about the newly opened restaurant.
Well, if you carry on working like that,You'll make yourself ill.
ABC 三个选项中选出最佳选项，并标在试卷的相应位置。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六至第八三个小题。现在，你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
I haven't seen you for a long time. Where have you been?
I went to New York to visit my sister and stayed there for 2 months. Actually, I really went to meet my new nephew.
That's great. How old is he?
Well, he was 5 months old when I got there, and he could possibly be the most beautiful baby I've ever seen.
What did you do in your sister's home?
I held the baby and played with him a lot, which was nice. But what I enjoyed most was feeding him.
I haven't seen you for a long time. Where have you been?
I went to New York to visit my sister and stayed there for 2 months. Actually, I really went to meet my new nephew.
That's great. How old is he?
Well, he was 5 months old when I got there, and he could possibly be the most beautiful baby I've ever seen.
What did you do in your sister's home?
I held the baby and played with him a lot, which was nice. But what I enjoyed most was feeding him.
听下面一段对话，回答第九至第十一三个小题。现在，你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Pollution is so bad in this city. I think the government should stop people from driving cars on certain days.
You have a point. Air pollution is a problem, but not letting people drive on certain days is a bad idea. People have to go to work by car.
I'm afraid I don't agree with you there. Reducing air pollution is really important.People are so used to driving that they don't think of other ways to do things. If we stopped them from driving on certain days, maybe they could think of new ways to get around.
I see your point, but I still think it wouldn't be possible to stop people from driving.
Air pollution is so bad in this city.I think the government should stop people from driving cars on certain days.
You have a point. Air pollution is a problem, but not letting people drive on certain days is a bad idea. People have to go to work by car.
I'm afraid I don't agree with you there. Reducing air pollution is really important. People are so used to driving that they don't think of other ways to do things.If we stopped them from driving on certain days, maybe they could think of new ways to get around.
I see your point, but I still think it wouldn't be possible to stop people from driving.
听下面一段对话，回答第十二至第十四三个小题。现在，你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Let's go and have lunch together.
Okay.
By the way, I'm thinking of going to New Zealand around Christmas for 3 weeks. It's such a beautiful country. I've never been there before.
Have you booked a flight?
Not yet. I'm planning to book my flight in 2 weeks' time.
Book your flight right now.
Why?
Because the longer you leave it, the more expensive it will be. As a matter of fact, The prices may double at Christmas time. New Zealanders usually go home for Christmas.
Then I'm going to book my flight tomorrow morning. Let's go and have lunch together.
Okay.
By the way, I'm thinking of going to New Zealand around Christmas for 3 weeks. It's such a beautiful country. I've never been there before.
Have you booked a flight?
Not yet. I'm planning to book my flight in 2 weeks' time.
Book your flight right now.
Why?
Because the longer you leave it, the more expensive it will be. As a matter of fact, the prices may double at Christmas time. New Zealanders usually go home for Christmas.
Then I'm going to book my flight tomorrow morning. Hello.
Hello, Mike. This is Jane.
Oh, hello, Jane.
Listen, Mike, I've got a real problem.
What is it?
The car's broken down.
Oh, not again.
Yeah, I checked the oil, and I checked almost everything. It's just not starting at all.
You'll have to get rid of it, you know.
I know. But look, the thing is, I've got to pick Tom up at the airport. Can I...
use my car? Yes, of course.
That'll be great. It's very kind of you.
Come round when you like. I don't need it till tonight.
Okay. I'll be round in about an hour. Thanks a lot.
It's all right. See you then.
See you.
Hello.
Hello, Mike. This is Jane.
Oh, hello, Jane.
Listen, Mike, I've got a real problem.
What is it?
The car's broken down.
Oh, not again.
Yeah, I checked the oil, and I checked almost everything. It's just not starting at all.
You'll have to get rid of it, you know.
I know. But look, the thing is, I've got to pick Tom up at the airport. Can I...
use my car? Yes, of course.
That'll be great. It's very kind of you.
Come round when you like. I don't need it till tonight.
Okay. I'll be round in about an hour. Thanks a lot.
It's all right. See you then.
See you.
听下面一段独白，回答第十八至第二十三个小题。现在，你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Okay. When we met last week, we talked about different kinds of short stories and some well-known short story writers. I remember that many of you said you liked the American writer Ernest Hemingway, right? I hope you all followed my advice and finished reading his story, A Day's Wait, because, as I said,We are going to study it together in today's lesson. Now, since you're supposed to have read the story, let's have some discussion. Please look at the four questions on the blackboard. First, when and where does the story take place? Second, What does the boy wait for in the story? And what kind of person does he show himself to be? Third, what kind of person is the boy's father? Fourth, what is the writer's main purpose of writing this story? I'd like you to work in groups of 4 or 5 and present your answers in 10 minutes. Is everything clear? Okay. When we met last week, we talked about different kinds of short stories and some well-known short story writers. I remember that many of you said you liked the American writer Ernest Hemingway, right? I hope you all followed my advice and finished reading his story, A Day's Wait, because, as I said, we are going to study it together in today's lesson. Now, since you're supposed to have read the story, let's have some discussion. Please look at the 4 questions on the blackboard. First, when and where does the story take place? Second, what does the boy wait for in the story? And what kind of person does he show himself to be? Third, what kind of person is the boy's father? Fourth, what is the writer's main purpose of writing this story? I'd like you to work in groups of 4 or 5 and present your answers in 10 minutes. Is everything clear?
第二节到此结束。现在你有2分钟的时间，将试卷上的答案转涂到客观题答题卡上。